Mesechtes Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Two short introductions to the Mishnah. Regarding Peah, one is supposed to leave a portion from his field for the aniyim, for the poor people. However, if he harvested the entire crop and he did not leave anything for the poor people, he's still obligated to separate that same amount of Peah from the harvested grain and give it to the poor people. And another point to introduce is that the fruits or grain that's being given to the poor people are pater from trumas and maasers. There's no obligation to take off the trumas and maasers portions that are given to kahanim and levim. This part of Peah is exempt from trumas and maasers. So the Mishnah discusses these two points. Mishnah Vav. La'aylam hu naisin mishim Peah. At any point in time, a person can give Peah if he has not harvested yet. If he didn't leave the Peah on the field, and he harvested the whole field already. Upatar min ha-maisers, and the Peah that he gives is going to be putter from maisers, from all the trumas and maisers, ad shiyim areach, until he reaches the stage in the process where he's smoothing the pile of grain. He would separate the chaff, the junk from the grains, pile it up into a pile, and smooth the pile down. And that was called meruach, by smoothing the pile. At that stage, it's processed enough that that's when it becomes chayiv, obligated in trumas and maasers. And from that point on, he can no longer give the peah to the poor person without taking off trumas and maasers. He needs to first take off trumas and maasers, and then he will have to give it to the poor person after it. So he's going to have to end up giving away more of his produce. The Mishnah continues, V'naisin mishim hefker upatim n'maisers. Similarly, not regarding Peah, a person can make his produce hefker, ownerless, and that also will make that no trumas and maisers will need to be taken off of. And this also, the Mishnah says, is ad shiyim areach, until the grain has reached the process where it's been processed and piled up and smoothed. Then, at that time, it becomes obligated in trumas and maisers, and even if he is mafker it, he makes it ownerless afterwards, it's too late, it's already chayiv and trumas maisers. Another exemption from trumas and maisers, the Mishnah says, u'maychal l'behema u'lechayat u'le'ayfais u'patam and maisers. He can feed the grain to his behemoth and chayas, domesticated and undomesticated animals, and his birds. Basically, any animal can eat from it. U'patam and maisers, he does not need to take off maisers, ad shiyim areach, until it's been smoothed in a pile, but at that stage, it's now chayiv and trumas and maisers. He's obligated to take off, and he can't feed it to his animals until he takes off trumas and maisers. And another exemption is v'neitel min ha-gairin. He can take straight from the threshing floor before it's been piled up and smooth. V'zeireya upatar min ha-maisers, and he can plant it, and he can replant the field, and be patar min ha-maisers, and not have to take trumas and maisers off of that grain, because it hasn't been fully processed yet. And this again is ad shiyim areach, until he smooths it out in the pile. But once he piles it up and smooths it, then he needs to take off trumas and maasers before planting it. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. However, there is another opinion that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Chachamim argue on Rabbi Akiva and hold that it can't be planted without taking off trumas and maasers. Just the planting, the Chachamim disagree that regardless of where in the process it is, you need to take off trumas and maasers before planting. Mishnah continues, Kain v'Levi shalachu es ha-gairin. A Kain and Levi that purchased the grain straight from the garden, from the threshing floor, before it was fully processed, before it was piled up and smoothed. So ha-maiser shalahem, they still need to take off maisers, but they can keep it for themselves. The Kain keeps the truma, and the Levi keeps the maiser rishon. They can keep it for themselves. This again is ad shiyim areach, until it reached the stage of being in a smoothed out pile. Once it's in a smooth pile, and then it's purchased by the Kain or Levi afterwards, then they'll need to separate trumas and maasers and give it to a different Kain or Levi. They won't be able to keep it to themselves. The Mishnah finishes off, Hamakdish upayde, someone who's makdish, he dedicates his grain to the Beis HaMikdash, upayde, and then he redeems it. Then, chayev b'maasers, when he redeems it and then he finishes processing it, he's going to still be obligated in maasers, even though it was previously owned by Hektish, by the Beis Hamikdash, ad sheyimareach hagizbar, unless the gizbar himself had finished the processing. If it was given to the Beis Hamikdash before it was processed, and then the gizbar, who was the manager of the Beis Hamikdash, he piled it up into a pile and smoothed it out, then it's going to be exempt from Shemus HaMaisers, even when he redeems it. This person who planted it, he redeems it, he won't need to take off Shemus HaMaisers. Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. So one needs to take off payah from, leave payah on his field, leave a portion of the field for the aniyim. If his field is separated by a wall into two different parts, so then it's considered two fields, and he needs to take off from each field their own payah, their own corner in each separate field. So the Mishnah Aleph over here, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, discusses what separates a field into two that would require him to take off two portions of payah. So the Mishnah says, Elu mafsikin lepeah. These things split up a field in order to make it two fields for payah. Hanachal, if there's a stream running through his field, Vashalulis, which is a main irrigation canal that's running through the field, it will divide the field into two. V'derech ha-yachid, v'derech ha-rabim, if there's a road running through his field, whether it's a private road or a public road, it will split the field in two. U'shvil ha-rabim, u'shvil ha-yachid, these are pathways which were much more narrow, a private pathway or a public pathway. These pathways, they only divide, the Mishnah says, if they're kavua, b'maisa cham, or b'maisa geshamim. If they're in constant use, both in the summer and the winter, so then it will keep the path from being overgrown, then such a path will divide the field. V'habur, if there's an empty dirt area, v'anir, or plowed land that doesn't have anything growing in it, that also will divide a field in two. V'zer acher, if there's another type of crop that's growing, two different crops growing, it splits the field in two, requiring two times payah. V'hakaitzer l'shachas mafsik divir Reb Meir. Reb Meir is of the opinion that even if it's one crop, it's the same exact type of grain, wheat, but if he cuts part of it early, he cuts a middle strip of it early before it ripens, and he feeds it to his animals, so now part of it was cut halfway early, he holds that will divide the rest of the field that you're ripening, it'll divide it into two separate fields. V'chachamim ayrim eine mafsik. V'chachamim hold that doesn't divide the field into two. Elam kein charash, only if he plows, and he plows part of the middle of the field, then the plowing will make an empty area that will divide the field into two.